All right, it's time for the property polls here at 96.7 TSAFM. Every other Wednesday, we talk with a realtor, Jackie Marano from Southern Vermont Realty Group. What's going on, Jackie? Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thanks. We're all getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday next week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you all set? Ready?
No, I still have to grocery shop.
You still got a grocery shop? All right, well, I was just reading on the radio that an average person spends $1,000. So watch out.
$1,000
on Thanksgiving this year. Isn't that crazy?
Where are these turkeys coming from? They're cold turkeys.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of turkeys, I think we want to talk of like farms, right?
Oh, wow. Good segue.
There we go. So what's going on?
So, yeah, I think, Erica was here 2 weeks ago and she was talking about sort of a niche property type. And I thought we'd continue with that because a lot of times we spend, I think a lot of the education is on just regular residential properties.
Right.
But there's so much more here in Vermont and we're selling all different kinds of properties, not just residential, not just commercial.
Or luxury. That's what we were talking about last week.
Yes.
Or last time.
That's right. Right. And some of these terms, you know, they mean something different in Vermont than they can mean other places, like Erica was talking to you guys about.
Yeah.
You know, that luxury properties in Vermont can be different. And sometimes luxury properties here are farms.
Yes. Absolutely, because they're expensive.
Yeah, they are, but for good reason. They offer a lot. A lot of them have, really large tracts of land or, beautiful old farm homes or multiple properties or lots of outbuildings that have substantial value. And if you don't understand those as a residential realtor, if you don't have the right team who knows how to value all of that extra stuff,
I know,
you can be selling yourself short.
Yeah, and taking on a farm is a big deal. You know, say like I wanted to buy a farm or something. You know, it's more than just buying the farm.
Right, exactly. Buying the farm has farms have and large tracts of land that can be farmed and established farms. There's so many layers to the listing, to the transaction, to closing for the buy. I mean, there's so many different aspects and every single one is different. It's not like a row of homes where, this one's got an upgraded kitchen and this one doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
These are very specialized sales and properties and it makes a really big difference to a successful sale to have a realtor who really knows the process and what's involved there.
Yeah, it's a lot different than residential though, right? There's a different process that goes along with that.
Yeah, there's usually a residential piece. You know, there's usually a home there too, but there's so much other infrastructure that's important, and there can be land use, reduced tax programs. When these things transfer, it's very important for everybody that it's done correctly.
Yeah.
There's big consequences, financial consequences if it's not.
Yeah, is there a lot of farms available right now?
We have a number of fantastic farms available right now, and if you go to our website, sovtrealtygroup.com, go to our featured listings, you can check those out there. I think that the first one that will come up for you is the Wheeler Farm, which is kind of a local legend and sort of famous place. So if you've ever driven north on Route 100 out of Wilmington and you start to see these rolling, beautiful fields, and, it looks right out of like a Norman Rockwell.
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful up there.
It's absolutely beautiful. And everyone knows this farm, and it's available for the first time in generations for people to consider.
All right. I mean, I know when people own a farm, they have it for a very long time. So I'm just curious why people are selling their farms. I mean, you don't have to say anything, but, it's none of my business. But I'm just curious. That's all.
Yeah. I think for a lot of farmers, their farms are their retirement.
What I kind of think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're retiring from this and they're all done and maybe somebody new wants to come in and start a farm, right?
Yeah. And, we're seeing two next generation farmers are getting into the market, which is interesting. You know, I think a lot of historically they've been multi-generational and we still have that. But there are new farmers. Things are changing. It might not be dairy farms. There's some specialty agriculture going on. People I think sometimes there's a little bit of a misconception that we've got second home buyers or, developers coming in and buying up all this farmland. And mm-hmm. we're not seeing that.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, we're not. I mean, it might be a different type of farming. It could be a different type of use. But really, a lot of these buyers are conservation minded and really are interested in real Vermont farming and not development. It's not that easy to develop.
No, it's not.
In Vermont.
Absolutely. It is a lot of work, too.
It's a lot of work.
So you got to really be into it. To buy a farm.
You do. Well, I think it's really a labor of love.
Yeah, it is. No, it is. Absolutely. Yeah. I know a lot of people who own farms and they're still like they're always there.
Yeah, true. You better love it because you're going to be there a lot.
And yeah, absolutely.
There are a lot of people who love it. And, I think we have a lot of sellers who are really happy to see the properties transfer to new people who are ready to sort of continue. To be stewards of the land here in Vermont.
Absolutely.
It's very important. And we have a lot of conservation buyers, too. I mean, even the Vermont Land Trust we've been involved in some sales with them as well. So there's a lot of moving parts here. There's a lot of options for both buyers and sellers.
Right.
But like I said, it's a lot of layers, and you really need to
absolutely
make sure you've hired somebody who knows
what they're doing, and including you guys.
Yeah, so Southern Vermont Realty Group is we do farms and land a lot.
Okay.
We have a lot of we have farmers on our team.
Does the farm come with animals if they're there?
Well, that is another really
yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's one of the working moving parts, literally.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's not just the residential, it's not just the use, the permitting, the zoning, the infrastructure. The actual process of selling a working farm and maybe moving a new mm-hmm. working farm in does sometimes involve communicating and negotiating about animal time and travel and occupancy.
Well, people have those questions. You never know.
But we've got the answers.
You do. You do. So check out Jackie over at Southern Vermont Realty Group at SOVTRealty.com. And you can check it out, the past episodes, on our website at WTSARadio.com. I think you're on, 27, 28.
We've got a few.
It's
I can't
a
believe
lot.
We haven't talked about
whole
farms
lot.
Yet. Yeah.
I know.
A year of Vermont Realty.
Well, here we are. We're talking about farms, and we'll just rotate back around, and we'll just keep talking about new stuff, it seems.
Yeah, I know. It's
wild,
a new topic
huh?
every time. Yeah.
That's great.
But yeah, give us a call or like you said, go to the website, mm-hmm. SOVTRealtyGroup.com or give us a call at 802-464-2585. But on the website there, you can scroll through. We've got a number of farm properties right now that are really pretty special.
All right.
SOVTRealtyGroup.com. Got it.
All right. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
I probably won't talk to you before Thanksgiving, so have yourself a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And to everyone over there at Southern Vermont Realty Group, have a great Thanksgiving, all right?
Thank you so much, Sean.
All right. And don't eat too much now.
Well, I can't promise that.
Okay. All right. We'll see you later. All right. Bye now. There goes Jackie Marano from Southern Vermont Realty Group with the property polls here at 96.7 TSAFM. Have a great day.